is fun. It is impactful. It's really a great way to spend your time.
Neat. All right. Appreciate it as always, Colleen. Thank you so much.
Thank
I'm going to wish
you
the best of luck, and we'll get back with you again. You're going to be back here again when we have the Leadership 100 in class come back and talk about all their different their experiences and their white paper that they put together.
Almost done. Almost done.
You guys were supposed to be done like 18 days ago, weren't you?
Wow.
I know. I've went through the same thing.
I feel my pain.
I feel your pain. All right. Very good. Have a great time, and thanks for coming on by again, and knock 'em dead.
Thanks, Chris.
All right. We'll talk to you again soon. That is Colleen Dewar, and she is part of Family Promise and Box City. Vincent Arlino says, never say I should have. Hey, go and check out the website and go and get your box and enjoy it. It's an experience beyond experiences. I got to admit it, I am intrigued. I am seriously intrigued. Might have to find the air mattress, though.
Cause
I can't
sure
even, I
one.
Can't even sleep in a hotel bed, so I need the air mattress. It's Vincent Arlino of my Never Say I Should Have for the day. I'll be back again tomorrow morning, same time, different place. I'll be broadcasting remotely. Modern Design is up next with Richard Scuderi. Good morning, Hunter, and HuntChamberRadio.com.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
Our current tax code is so burdensome and so complex that we waste 9 billion hours a year in tax code compliance.
Donald Trump speaking yesterday in Detroit, Michigan, and explaining that cities like Detroit became that way because of the tax system. Meanwhile, Hillary spent the afternoon in Florida talking about clean, affordable energy.
I also want to put people to work for a new, modern electric grid that can actually take and distribute clean.
Because as of today, there are just 3 months until Election Day 2016 finally rolls around that first Tuesday in November. This is USA Radio News.
How many times have you asked yourself, what's the point? After reading some off-the-wall social media post where quality of content takes a backseat to quantity of clicks. Now we're doing something about that. Introducing The Point at westernjournalism.com. I'm Norville Rose, executive editor at The Point. Our clear, concise, compelling content will get you right to the point in each and every post. Smartly presented, sharply defined. You'll see what really matters. Content with perspective and purpose. We promise a bold voice and viewpoint, fearless commentary, insight, and analysis. The Point is your conservative compass, true to the principles and virtues of honest-to-goodness American values. We will honor your time and respect your intelligence. Together, we'll make a difference. And that's The Point at westernjournalism.com.
Jeffrey Cunningham says he's going to enjoy himself despite the problems.
It could be a little bit discouraging, but on the other hand, you know that things happen sometimes.
By the nation's second largest air carrier having an outage that caused cancellation of over 700 flights. 250 more canceled today. The airline is rebating $200 if you were delayed for more than 3 hours. American swimmer Lily King edged out Russian adversary Yulia Efimova, who had to settle for silver. She had called out her Russian adversary for failing drug tests.
I'm just really proud to represent the USA and be successful for them, knowing that I'm, you know, competing clean and doing what I know is right.
In the first 3 days in the 31st Olympics, the USA has gained 19 medals. Japan and Russia tied for second with 13 each. Competition, of course, continues today. This is USA Radio News.
Picture Jack Benny's car. The sheriff of Dodge City.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
Even little Charlie McCarthy.
Help me out. Move you down.
No two people see these things alike. That's imagination. The theater of the mind. Free your imagination by listening to Classic Radio Theater. The podcast's available at usaradio.com. Free your imagination. Classic Radio Theater at usaradio.com.
Hillary Clinton was in Washington, D.C., taking shots at Donald Trump's major speech on the economy. J. Joe Gomez reports.
Hillary Clinton is attacking Donald Trump's economic policy, saying it would be disastrous for the country.
Basically, it's cut taxes on the wealthy, get out of the way, and let the wealthy do whatever they want. I have a very different approach.
Speaking to supporters yesterday in Florida, Clinton says it's obvious the Republican nominee's economic policies would not work. Trump gave a major speech on the economy in Detroit that was interrupted several times by protesters.
My campaign is about reaching out to everyone as Americans.
Clinton is also due to give a speech on the economy in the same city on Thursday. Joe Gomez, NBC News Radio, Washington.
Donald Trump uses Hillary's words against her.
Unstable Hillary Clinton. And you saw that. Did you saw that where she basically short-circuited? She took a little short circuit in the brain, and she's got problems. I mean, but I think that the people of this country don't want somebody that's going to short circuit up here.
Speaking of short circuits, RG3 starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns.
It's an honor to be one of 32. In this league, so you take that, you respect that, and you continue to go out and work and try to get better.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Rod William Stoll. More news at www.usaradio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hey, Pat,
did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning. This is Tony Clark from Pat and Heidi and Associates, and this is Some Things About Money. It's 11:07 a.m. Tuesday, August 9th. We'll have a quick weather break, and then we'll get on with the show. Today in Flemington, sunny with a high near 87, light and variable wind becoming south around 6 miles per hour in the afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 68, south wind around 6 miles per hour. Wednesday, slight chance of showers, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 9 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 87. Calm wind becoming southwest 5 to 7 miles per hour in the afternoon. Chance of precipitation is 40%. Wednesday evening, additional chances of showers, precipitation chance of 40% precipitation. Thursday again, mostly chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 90 degrees. Southwest winds 3 to 8 miles per hour, chance of precipitation 40%. And looks like through the weekend, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly sunny, though, and the high near 91. Chance of precipitation is 40%. We'll be right back with Joe Patton and Some Things About Money.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormones. hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor-supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited-time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good morning. This is Joe Patton, Certified Financial Planner from Patton, Heide & Associates, and you are listening to Some Things About Money. And welcome to all of you on this beautiful day. Actually, you know, the day today is beautiful, but Tony was giving us not such a great forecast. And I don't know, Tony, I'm thinking that your forecast basically ran over into some of the news that's going on, right? I mean, after all, Hillary Clinton's saying how Donald Trump's economic policy is going to destroy the economy of this country. And then, of course, Donald Trump himself is saying that the stock market is just one big bubble, primarily because of the low interest rate policy that we've been living with for many years now. And then you have Wall Street bankers revolting against Donald Trump. And that's probably why they're giving 99% of their campaign contributions to Hillary. Of course, this is after the speeches that she's been paid generously for. Still love to know what was in those speeches. Then you have Mark Farber talking about how the S&P is going to crash 50%, giving back 5 years of gains. Now, of course, when questioned about why, and you know, Mark basically said it's because the market's so high. And, you know, anything can happen, really. And then you had other reports come out this morning. You know, things like, you know, the wholesale inventory numbers came out. And, well, the inventories are now larger than what was expected in June. We'll talk a little bit about that. And household debt in the U.S. rose to $12.29 trillion in the second quarter, according to the New York Fed survey. And if you want to talk productivity, well, you know, U.S. productivity, again, unexpectedly dropped for the third straight quarter. So, you're looking at all of these things, you would think that we're all going to hell in a handbasket. And yet, right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 52.62 points, or 0.29%. The S&P 500 is at 2187. That's up 6.28, or 0.29%. And the NASDAQ is at 5235, up 22 points, up 0.42%. And let's not forget Europe. Europe, the FTSE, is up 46 points. That's 0.73%. The DAX is up 1.86%. The CAC 40 up 1.10%. And, you know, a lot of that has to do with earnings beats and perhaps lower energy prices. And then we go over to oil. Oil is up 20. No, it's up 2 cents a barrel to 43.04 a barrel. It's up a little bit higher earlier. And gold, well, they're swinging a little bit higher as the dollar retreats. Gold is up $6.30 an ounce to $13.47.60. U.S. Treasury yield down to 1.5608%. And, you know, we talked a little bit about the dollar. And, you know, one of the nice things about having a very strong dollar is the fact that, especially this time of the year, we can go places. We can go tour. We can travel all around the world. And, you know, we get more bang for the buck. But, you know, from January through May, the one area that really has been a negative consequence of the stronger dollar is weak tourism here in the United States. And like I said, through May, tourists coming to the United States have spent approximately $66.3 billion, according to Commerce Department estimates. This represented a modest 2.4% increase over the same period a year ago, but with much of the travel season still ahead, tourist spending numbers could still slip through May 2015. In fact, tourist spending in the United States was a solid 5.6% higher, but weaker results in the summer and winter holiday seasons left total spending by international travelers for the full year just 1% higher, and that's the weakest pace since 2009. Now, while the strong U.S. dollar may make potential foreign visitors consider alternative destinations, Americans, well, we see the world as on sale. Over the same January to May period, Americans spent an estimated $45.6 billion on international travel this year alone, a strong 9% increase over year-ago levels. hotel conglomerate Marriott International recently estimated that its hotels in the key New York and Miami markets were likely to see a 10 to 15% reduction in international travelers this year and a 3% reduction in international visitors across the United States as a whole. So, you know, for those of you who are holding hotel stocks, and you may want to think a little bit about the impact on that strong U.S. dollar. So, let's see. Beautiful day in the county, Tony. Absolutely love it. You know, we've got some outdoor activities coming up, actually one main one, and that's going to be our golf outing that will be coming up. Let's see. When is that going to be? Let me see if I can find that. I thought I had it out, but yeah, I guess we're just going to have to take another look. Yep, here we go. We have a golf outing taking place, our golf classic for chamber and non-chamber menu members. Let's see.
September 27th.
It's 27th. Yeah, members can register for the golf classic at $185 per golfer, $700 per foursome. Non-members are $225 and $800 per foursome. And they're going to hold it to about 100 golfers this year, which is interesting. I guess they celebrate our 100th anniversary. That'll be fun. It will be taking place at Hawk Point. I played that course. It's a very nice course. So I do encourage people who are playing and may have the time to take on that day to come out and play some golf with us. And the other major chamber event that we're all looking forward to is the Business and Home and Restaurant Expo and Showcase. And that's an event that we all like to go to on an annual basis, walk around, talk to some of the other chamber members, and I encourage everybody else to do it too because they hand out all sorts of interesting things. And it's an opportunity to interview different businesses where you may need their products or services, and you know, you don't know if you really want to do business with those people, but you can go talk to them and get a sense as to whether or not you like them and would trust them. And we all know that we usually do business with people that we know, like, and trust. So that's going to take place on Thursday, November 10th at 100 Central High School, Commons and Fieldhouse from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's really a nice all-day event. At the end of the day, you get to eat some fine food and rub elbows with other residents right here in Hunterdon County. Tony, I think what we're going to do is take a break, listen to a couple of ads, and then we will come back. You are listening to Some Things About Money.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton, Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And we're back. You're listening to Some Things About Money. We have Tony on the board today, and I'm Joe Patton, Certified Financial Planner with Patton, Heidi & Associates. You just heard where we're located at 1318 Route 31 North in Annandale. Our phone number is 908-713-6600, and I encourage you to use that number to schedule a meeting with us where we can all talk about the things that are most important to you and your financial lives. Well, we had some other numbers come out. We had non-farm productivity fell unexpectedly in the second quarter, pointing to sustained weakness that could raise concerns about corporate profits and companies' ability to maintain their recent robust pace of hiring. The Labor Department said today that productivity, which measures hourly output per worker, dropped to a 0.5% annual rate in the April through June period. It was the third consecutive quarterly decline. Productivity fell at an unrevised 0.6% rate in the first quarter. Economists polled by Reuters had forecast productivity rising to a 0.4% rate in the second quarter. So, not close. Productivity decreased at a 0.4% rate compared to the second quarter of 2015, and that was the fastest pace of decline in 3 years. Revisions to data going back to 2013 also confirmed the softening productivity trend, and that over time would suggest pressure on corporate profits and a slowdown in job gains. Now, we also had numbers come out on U.S. wholesale inventories, which expectedly rose in June on gains in stocks of farm products and other non-durable goods, and that suggested an upward revision in the second quarter economic growth estimate. The Commerce Department said on Tuesday, which today, this morning, that wholesale inventories increased 0.3% after having been initially estimated as unchanged. Inventories for May were revised up to show a 0.2% rise instead of the previously reported 0.1% gain. Economists had forecast wholesale inventories unchanged in June, in line with the government's estimate last month. That unchanged reading was incorporated in the advanced second quarter gross domestic product estimate published last month. Now, the component of wholesale inventories that goes into the calculation of GDP, wholesale stocks, excluding autos, increased 0.3% in June. That would imply a mild upward revision in the second quarter GDP growth estimate. So far, Tony, I'm just seem to be giving bad news, one thing after the other. We're not hitting our numbers. We're revising downward. Yeah, kind of makes you feel a little bit inadequate here. Let's take a look at earnings. Let's see. Quarterly earnings, second quarter earnings, still down year over year, but sales could be flat. Through yesterday, 434, 87% of S&P 500 companies had reported their second quarter financial results. Now, although aggregate earnings per share are still down 3.4% versus a year ago at those levels, sales could end up flat, and that's according to Bloomberg data. In both cases, very difficult results out of the energy sector, which currently accounts for about 7% of the S&P 500, are responsible for much of the pressure. Energy sector companies have reported an 83% year-over-year decline in earnings per share off of a 24% drop in revenues. Excluding the energy sector, S&P 500 earnings per share are thus far up 1.3% off a 2.8% improvement in sales per share. Now, we note that companies in the material sectors, and you know, that accounts for just, 3% of the S&P 500, are also down sharply due to lower year-over-year commodity prices, while multinationals, which operate in virtually every sector, are seeing pressure from a stronger U.S. dollar. The technology sector, well, is particularly susceptible to dollar pressure, but year-over-year comparisons for the dollar could finally turn flat in quarter number three. At the end of the second quarter, the U.S. dollar was up approximately 3% versus year-ago levels, which is modest compared to comparisons over the last 2 years. Year-over-year comparisons for energy commodity prices should also improve considerably in the third quarter. Now, last year, the price of West Texas Intermediate crude oil started the third quarter at $60 a barrel, only to end the quarter at $42. Hedging activity, however, should be expected to muddle the comparisons for actual energy companies, as earnings are still expected to be down considerably. From an aggregate level, however, total S&P 500 revenues per share are currently expected to return a positive comparison in the third quarter. Bloomberg estimates, looking at it currently, as total S&P 500 revenues per share forecast to grow by about 2.1% in quarter number three, improving to 4.6% in quarter number four. Excluding the energy sector, corporate revenues are forecast to grow by 3.5% in quarter three and 4.4% in quarter number four. So finally, some positive numbers to look forward to, you know, from Bloomberg's mouth to God's ear. So, let's see. Other things we want to talk about when we get to the second half of today will be your rights and protections when working with your financial advisor. And, you know, we were talking a bit about the fiduciary standard. I had an opportunity this past week to talk at a chamber card club, spent about 10 minutes talking about fiduciary standard and some of the changes that will have an effect on investors, and as well as some of their rights and their remedies under the new law, which will be fully implemented come 2018. So that'll be fun. But one of the other things I picked up, E. Eugene Robinson, a senior analyst for healthcare at Ameriprise Financial, was making some comments the other day as it related to immuno-oncology. Now, what is immuno-oncology and why is it important? Well, the latest developments in the fight against cancer, by and large, start and end with immuno-oncology treatments. Immuno-oncology is a class of medicine called PD-1 inhibitors that block a mechanism cancer tumors use to hide from the body's immune system. Now, the early success of these medications had led some forecasters to predict a market potential approaching $20 billion by 2020, depending on the number of indications approved by the FDA for this drug. Now, the market leaders for this revolutionary product, both with FDA-endorsed products, are Merck with Keytruda and Bristol-Myers Squibb with Opdivo. Merck and Bristol-Myers are in the race to produce results in multiple different cancer subtypes. Merck struck first with an approval for metastatic melanoma. BMY responded with an indication for the second-line treatment of lung cancer. Both are also in clinical trials for multiple other cancers, such as colorectal, esophageal, ovarian, and renal cell and carcinoma. Last week, BMY, Bristol-Myers, announced a clinical trial studying Opdivo for lung cancer had failed to exhibit any response. With that failure of Opdivo, Merck can now be the lone member of the first-line treatment outside of chemotherapy and radiation for lung cancer. The firm announced positive results from its own first-line clinical trial for lung cancer back in June. Now, the incidence of new cases of lung cancer is about 225,000 each year, with a fatality rate close to 70%. As such, we and a number of other forecasters believe the market potential for a highly effective first-line lung cancer treatment could eventually reach $12 billion. Reflective of the market potential of successful cancer treatments, we believe the long-term investment outlook for Merck and Bristol-Myers is highly dependent on who wins the race in immuno-oncology. In our view, current advantage, Merck. So, interesting little tidbit. We've had some people ask for more analyst information about various sectors, and I guess what better one to kick off with would be information on cancer treatments, which, from an investment standpoint, especially in the biotechnology sector, is huge, a huge number for cancer treatments, as well as MS and a number of other diseases, diabetes. A lot of money there, but a lot of need as well. So I'm hoping that everybody's still out going out enjoying this wonderful summer. School's going to be coming upon us You know, Tony just stuck her tongue out, not thinking about the school can't starting too soon. But yes, she does have young children. That's what it's all about. But go out, enjoy, buy some stuff from the shops all around Hunterdon County. These are great people who support each and every one of us, and they contribute a substantial amount of tax revenue, which helps make our schools here in Hunterdon County some of the best in the country. So go out, show your appreciation, show your support, and buy some stuff. So, Tony, let's see. Let's take another look at the markets, and then we'll go to our bottom of the hour break. The Dow Jones Industrial Average continues to be green. It's up 47.69 points. The S&P 500 up 5.69. The NASDAQ up 23.09. Over in Europe, the FTSE's up 52.77%. The DAX is up 252 at 2.42%. The CAC 40 in France up 1.16%. Oil prices, oil still up 14 cents a barrel, still green at $43.16. Gold is up $4.70 an ounce to $13.46. And the U.S. 10-year yield is still down for the morning. It's at 1.5643%. So I guess that must be evidence, at least from Donald Trump's camp, that we're about to burst that big bubble because interest rates are going lower. But anyway, you're listening to Some Things About Money, and we will be back after the break.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Stoll.
Simplification will be a major feature of the plan. Our current tax code is so burdensome and so complex that we waste 9 billion hours a year in tax code compliance.
Donald Trump was in Detroit and he talked about the budget and the taxes. But Hillary said there's nothing new.
They tried to make his old, tired ideas sound new. We'll give super big tax breaks to large corporations and the really wealthy, just like him and the guys who wrote the speech, right?
Election Day is 3 months from today. This is USA Radio News at www.usaradio.com.
Hey everybody, singer-songwriter Brett Watts here. If you're like me, always on the go, and don't have time to stay as healthy as we would like by eating all the right foods, well, I found an incredibly simple and easy way to get all my fruits and vegetables at once. It's called Daily Lift, L-I-F-T. It's a superfoods energy drink mix supplement that fills the gaps between what you eat and what you don't always have time to eat. This unique formula is packed with 16-plus fruits and vegetables and 59 superfoods, no MSG or GMO. It's all natural and organic. Nature's best combination of antibiotics, enzymes, probiotics, and beneficial allergies in one powdered drink mix. Comes in two flavors, mint and berry, and both delicious. Daily Lift nutrients help balance your body's pH levels and boost your energy naturally. And it's safe for kids. So let's fire up that immune system and stay focused. Go to www.onedailylift.com. That's one, O-N-E, dailylift.com. Onedailylift.com, and let's get healthy.
This is Tony with Some Things About Money. We'll do another quick weather break, even though it's not so exciting. And then we'll get back to our show. Today, Tuesday, August 9th, 11:33 a.m., sunny with a high near 87, light and variable wind becoming south around 6 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 68, south wind around 6 miles per hour, becoming calm after midnight. Wednesday during the day, slight chance of showers and a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 9 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 87. Calm wind becoming southwest, 5 to 7 miles per hour in the afternoon. Chance of precipitation, 40%. Wednesday night, more chance of showers and thunderstorms. Again, 40% chance. Mostly cloudy with a low around 73. Thursday, additional chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy with a high near 90, southwest wind 3 to 8 miles per hour, and Thursday night, more showers, mainly after 3 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 73, chance of precipitation 40%, and Friday in through the weekend. Additional chances of showers and thunderstorms. High near 91. Chance of precipitation at 40%. We're back with Joe from Pat and Heidi and Associates and Some Things About Money.
Yes, we are back, and I'm hoping everybody's having a good day. Tony and I, before she came back on to do the weather, were talking a little bit about the lack of civility among people who are supporting different candidates in this election cycle, and we're trying to figure out why it's so bad out there. And I think it's lack of critical thinking on the part of many people. We've been so programmed to look for immediate information. We do it in our technology. People are on their smartphones constantly. There's very little interaction. And we crave to be told what to think and what to do. And we want it in real time, very short spurts of information. And it led me to think about a conversation I had with one of our clients, a longtime client, who happens to be a producer at a major network, national network, who's a multi-Emmy winner. So this is somebody who knows a little bit about media. And he was telling me that the mandate that the company has given to the writers for the different news segments is to make them no more than 45 seconds, cram everything in because of the attention span of most of the people watching and listening. And they are told to write this at a fifth grade level for people who are listening and viewing the news segments. But it gets even better for those who are going on the website to take a look at the quick blogs that take place, the snippets of information that folks have come to rely upon. They're writing those at a third grade reading level. So it has the effect, I believe, of dumbing down the ability of our people to have that critical thought process necessary to filter out all of the nonsense that we're hearing from both the Democrats and the Republicans in this campaign year. People just throw out these one-liners that they're hearing from talking heads on multiple networks. I hear it all the time, and I can just sit here and shake my head because they have no idea what any of this means. And this isn't to think that they're not serious, that they're not invested, that their opinion doesn't count. Of course it does, and they are. But they don't know how to do it. They don't know how to think anymore because they've become so reliant on having people from their own ideology give them the information they need to repeat to those that they disagree with. And that's good enough because, quite frankly, how many people have you talked to who have told you that they just don't have the time to watch debates? They really don't have the time to do any of the research on the candidates and their platforms. So they're relying on the people that they agree with to tell them what to think, aren't they? Mm-hmm. That's just sad. And when people are running for the most important office in the land, we now have a choice between someone who, in every sentence, uses the word I, as if he's going to make all the decisions for the rest of the country and just completely discard the actions of Congress and the Supreme Court. And then you have another person who's lied multiple times to the citizens of this country about an issue that has put our national security at risk. And she even contradicted the FBI director, Comey, about the findings of the FBI as it relates to her personal use of the server and the likelihood that that information was hacked. In fact, we even had the Iranian scientist recently executed. And right now, our own government won't discuss whether or not that information was on the Clinton server that may have been hacked and used by the Iranians or someone else for the execution of the scientist, who may or may not have been working with the United States. We don't know. But it's just another indication how people completely dismiss these things because, after all, it's their candidate, and their candidate can say or do whatever they want because they're their candidate. It's almost like being a fan of a sports figure and having that sports figure commit a dirty play against one of the opposing teams that you absolutely hate because it's your rival for many, many generations, as if that activity was somehow okay and should be forgiven. Well, when you're dealing with national security, when you're dealing with a candidate who wants to be the most powerful man in the world, no, it doesn't work that way. And you have to be thinking about these people in terms of if it was a regular person who did these things or said these things, they would not be forgiven. It would not be okay. If somebody in the military did what Secretary Clinton did, they would probably be brought up on charges. In fact, they have been brought up on charges for doing things that are similar. If you had someone in business other than the person in charge, the owner of the company, speak the way Donald Trump does as it relates to other employees, to women, to minorities, they would be ostracized. They would be thrown out of the corporation as being totally inadequate and being dangerous for the share value of the stock of that company, because nobody would want to do business with the company that's being led by somebody who acts this way to the citizens of his own country. So, I mean, let's have some critical thought, folks. Let's pay attention, and let's take a look at other alternatives out there if you find that, no, these are not acceptable choices. And, you know, the idea if I don't vote for this person, it's a vote for, the other person, or, if I don't vote for Trump, I'm voting for Clinton. If I'm not voting for Clinton, I'm voting for Trump. No, that's ridiculous. You vote for the person who you think is best for the United States of America, not who's going to be best for the party. Don't vote for someone because you don't like the other person. Take a look at the person that you're about to vote for and say, is that really the type of person I want as my leader? Is that what America represents? And then maybe you'll look at alternatives. But anyway, that's my rant. See, the rant came early today. Let's talk about your rights and protections when working with a financial advisor. And there was an interesting article in Kiplinger not too long ago, basically saying that if you have any problems with an advisor or maybe suspicious about his or her recommendations, you can contact the Securities and Exchange Commission's Office of Investors Assistance. And there's a phone number that goes with that. It's 800-732-0330. And you can ask questions or file a complaint. And a lot of people aren't even aware of that. You can also file a formal complaint online with the SEC. Now, the SEC sends the complaint with a letter to the advisor who was required to respond to the investor and the SEC in writing. A trade may be reversed, or there may be a settlement offer, or the complaint could go to arbitration or mediation. If the SEC sees multiple complaints about one advisor or one firm, it may pass the information along to investigators who, in turn, could take enforcement action. Now, you can file a complaint against a certified financial planner through the CFP board. For problems with insurance agents, you'd want to contact the state insurance department. And, there are links for that at www.naic.org. If you have a problem with your broker, FINRA recommends first talking with your broker or your broker's manager and then contacting the compliance officer at the brokerage firm. If that doesn't work, then you can file a complaint with FINRA at www.finra.org/investors. Now, your rights and protections will get even stronger in the next 2 years. The Department of Labor's new fiduciary rule is designed to ensure that anyone getting paid to provide investment advice for your retirement account must put your best interest ahead of his or her own. Now, the rule will especially affect advisors who charge commissions rather than transparent fees. Its main provisions, including imposing a fiduciary status on advice providers, will take effect on April 10, 2017. Now, the extra requirements for financial professionals who accept commissions don't fully kick in until January 1, 2018. Regulators and financial services firms are still figuring out the details, but insurers and brokerage firms are already changing the structure of some of their products to move away from upfront commissions. So, yes, the kind of information people need to know. Another interesting thing, right now when you're dealing with brokerage, it's generally handled through arbitration. But once the rule is fully implemented, you'll be able to have your own legal representative file a case directly against the broker or against the firm that the broker works for, as opposed to going through an industry arbitration panel. So the rule is putting a lot more sharp teeth into the consumer's pocket when it comes to being able to protect their rights. So pay attention to this stuff. It's all online. You can find many remedies in the event that you are dissatisfied with your advisor. Now, if you do talk to an advisor, there's some things that you need to know as far as what they need to provide to you in the way of documentation and the kind of information they need to know before they should be making recommendations, including what they need to disclose. And when we come back after our last break of the show, you'll have an opportunity to hear about what some of those things are. So you may want to take some notes for your next meeting with your advisor. And if they haven't provided you with this or asked you these questions, well, you know, that is kind of a red flag. And we do tend to have you want to pay attention to these things because, after all, you work very hard for your money. Now, before we go to the break, let's take a quick update look. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 51 points. The S&P is up 6.5. The NASDAQ is up 24 so far this morning. Over in Europe, let's see. FTSE's up 0.6%. The DAX is up 2.54. The CAC 40 up 1.15%. Oil is up 8 cents a barrel at 43.10. Gold is up $4.90 an ounce to 1346.20, and the 10-year Treasury yield is still down. It's at 1.5643%. This is Joe Patton, Certified Financial Planner, Patton Heide & Associates, and you're listening to Some Things About Money.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
And we're back. You're listening to Some Things About Money. Again, Joe Patton, Certified Financial Planner at Patton Heide & Associates. And we were talking about, you know, rights and protections when working with a financial advisor. And one of the new things that are coming down the road finally is the Department of Labor rule. But what does that mean? What do advisors have to provide you with? Well, if you're talking retirement plans, and I think most of us here are concerned about retirement, there are a few things that you need to know. First and foremost, if someone is working under the fiduciary standard, that means that they have to be providing you with all of the information you need to make an informed decision. They need to know about you as well in order to make an informed recommendation. And then they want to talk about a bunch of stuff, including how they're paid. But first and foremost, it's to do what's in your best interest, not in his or her best interest. And, you know, on top of that, they have to provide you with information about themselves. And the first thing is Form ADV. Now, if you're not getting a Form ADV from your advisor, you probably want to ask for it. And if they don't provide it to you, then quite frankly, they're not working under a fiduciary standard. They're working under what's called a suitability standard, which is the good enough standard. So in other words, if you come in and, you know, you're interested in investing for retirement and you want to have some safety in numbers, they may recommend a mutual fund. Well, there's thousands of mutual funds out there. So what is their obligation? Well, they're going to ask you a couple of questions and then make a recommendation. And usually, if you're dealing with a commissioned person, it's going to be a mutual fund that their company has a relationship with. It may be a proprietary product that they receive commissions on and perhaps some trailing compensation down the road. And, of course, their company is going to be paid as well. And then, you know, there may be incentive programs. There may be contests. There could be any number of things that are also forms of compensation. Well, you need to know about that under the fiduciary standard. It's no longer good enough to just provide somebody with the fund, and this is what the cost of purchasing the fund is. They have to give you all of the bells and whistles about the internal workings and internal costs of that product, and they have to explain to you why that recommendation is the best recommendation they can come up with that fits your need, not just a general recommendation of here's a growth fund. Now, on that form ADV that I just referenced, the types of things that you're going to be looking for, you're going to be looking for the name of the advisor, of course, their address, the company's address, because generally this person's working for a major firm. Well, where is that major firm located? You want to know the educational background and business experience of that financial advisor. You know, where you're born, did you graduate high school, do you have a post-secondary education, what kind of business experience do you have? You want to know if there's any disciplinary action, because, you know, you have the Bernie Madoff concern. Is there anything, any event out there to report? And any additional information about the advisor, of course, is available at brokercheck.finra.org. And everything you want to know about that person is going to be listed right there, because they have a legal obligation to update that, any actions against them, and any other activities that they're involved in. Other business activities might be, are they owners of a firm? What kind of a practice is it? Are they involved in community activities? For example, in my case, I'm a board member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Foundation. I'm a finance committee member of my condominium association. What are the things that you do other than, you know, deal with products? Then you also want to, you know, take a look at supervision. What types of supervision will be provided? Talk about the field compliance supervisor, any central supervision personnel, the layers of supervision that are available to protect you, the consumer. Maybe even give the name and the title and the phone number of the supervisor of that financial advisor. These are all things that you should know and that would be provided on that form ADV. And if you're dealing with something more sophisticated, like paying for financial advice as it relates to your retirement and other issues, yeah, you want to know about their advisory business, the different types of topics that they're going to discuss, what recommendations are going to look like, what you could expect in an ongoing relationship, how they're going to be charging for planning topics, how does the plan get implemented, how are you going to make the most of the financial planning relationship? Are there any other advisory services? What are the fees and compensation? What are you going to be charged, and what does that person get paid? Are they involved in any client promotions or programs that provide compensation? You want to know about their activities. Maybe are they involved in charitable organizations or do any pro bono work? Are they involved in institutional services? Have they ever been terminated? You want to know, is there a method of analysis? What's the source of information that they get? What kind of investment strategies do they use? I mentioned disciplinary action before. Do you have information on that? Have there been any regulatory proceedings, any state security actions, any legal proceedings? And then, you know, other financial industry activities or affiliations. Are they just with one broker-dealer, or are they with multiple firms? Are they involved in an investment advisory firm? Are they part of a banking institution, a trust company, an insurance company? And then how do they get paid for that? Where are the different revenue sources that they get involved in or their company is involved in? You know, how do they get paid in terms of payments from clients or payments from product companies? Or do they have any other financial relationships? Are there payments from non-proprietary product providers? And this is important, because if somebody's getting paid from somebody to sell their product and they're making that product recommendation to you, are they making that recommendation because it's the right thing for you, or are they making that recommendation because they're getting paid? So what are the economic benefits of the affiliate's products and services for you? Okay, are they paid salary, commissions, or they get referral fees, or there's incentive or programs or as part of the compensation, training, and education? Do they have equity programs in their firm? Do they have loan programs? What type of training do they have? Is there any shared compensation? You know, these are things that are important. Do they have a code of ethics? Are there personal trading rules and procedures? What happens if there's insider trading? Are they going to front run? Are they going to explain what front running means? Do they get compensated for referrals? So, you know, do they hold custody of securities? Do they have investment discretion? Do they vote client securities? You want to know all of the terms and conditions of the relationship going forward, and that's what these form ADVs will do for you. So I encourage each and every one of you when working with some of these advisors to ask these questions. I know I threw a lot out at you, but this is all stuff that you can find on the internet. The other thing is, you know, are they RIAs or individual advisor representatives, which are basically the same thing. The RIA is the business. The individual advisor representative is just that, the representative. If they are RIAs or advisor representatives, they are required to always act in your best interest. That's the fiduciary standard. You know, broker-dealers only have to meet a standard of fair dealing, which, as I said earlier, is commonly called the standard of suitability. That means a broker-dealer may recommend an investment to you that may be better for the broker-dealer and worse for you than another option and still be within the law. That's going to change. So you need to be aware of it. There's also the concern that a lot of these folks are running around making recommendations and putting pressure on clients to buy products before the rules take effect. But what you have to understand, if that's the case, and they are seen to have had, let's just say, the benefit of increased compensation as the result of making you make this change, there is a look-back provision under the Department of Labor rule that allows the regulators to go after the advisor, even though the rule was not fully implemented at that time, if they took an action in advance of the implementation of the rule to circumvent or to avoid it, they will be held responsible for that. And as I said, one of the better things is you no longer are forced into an arbitration proceedings with a panel of industry people who are generally looking out for the industry and not you. You now have the opportunity to have your legal counsel go directly after the people who you feel did you wrong. So there's a lot of stuff there. If you have more information about it, or if you're convinced I want to deal with somebody who is working under a fiduciary standard, RIA, of course, CPAs, CLUs, CHFCs, and people like ourselves who are certified financial planners are already working under the fiduciary standard. And if you'd like to talk more, give us a call at 908-713-6600. We can spend some time going over that, what that means to you. And then if you would like to work further with us, we would talk about all of those details that I threw out there earlier, and we would move forward from there. I want to thank all of you for listening to Some Things About Money. It's a beautiful day out there today. Get out there, do some shopping, show some appreciation to the business owners of Hunterdon County, and we'll see you when we come back next week. You've been listening to Some Things About Money. Have a great day.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Rod William Stoll.
Simplification will be a major feature of the plan. Our current tax code is so burdensome and so complex that we waste 9 billion hours a year in tax code compliance.
Donald Trump was in Detroit, and he talked about the budget and the taxes. But Hillary said there's nothing new.
They tried to make his old, tired ideas sound new. We'll give super big tax breaks to large corporations and the really wealthy, just like him and the guys who wrote the speech, right?
Election Day is 3 months from today. This is USA Radio News at www.usaradio.com.
Hello, it's Angie from Daybreak USA, and I have fabulous hair. I do now. It used to break off when I brushed it. It fell right on the floor. But I have a solution for you if you have the same problem. Cell Therapy by Ovation, a unique breakthrough treatment found in no other hair care line. Here's how it works. Cell Therapy Breakthrough Formula, it nourishes the hair and scalp for hair that is noticeably